and throughout the world. It's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone.
Touchdown!
Alabama! Devontae Smith! Touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah, give
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got
20,
it.
20. 10,
he's got 5, it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake. In the studio with Big Lou and P Money. This beautiful March 21st, Thursday afternoon. And I'll tell you something else, fellas, it's beautiful. Is this basketball tournament that's going on right now as we speak. It officially kicked off on Tuesday night with the two play-in games. On Tuesday, and then two playing games last night. But I would say the official tournament started today. The first game out of the chute was Michigan State and Mississippi State. Oh, that's it. That's kind of like the, you know what that's like? That's like the Monday Night Football. The Monday Night Football, that always got me cranked up.
You know what? I think it's even better.
Okay.
You know, football is king. Obviously, football is probably my favorite sport, Drake's favorite sport, Peyton's favorite sport probably, but I just don't think there's a better time football or sports-wise in general in this country than March. The weather's great.
Sure.
And you have so much to keep you occupied for an entire month.
Well, you know,
it's awesome.
You know how TV in general, Bravo channel, my wife watches it constantly. You know, all this the reality TV shows and you know, a Survivor. I mean, there's reality TV everywhere. But the true reality TV, to be able to sit down and just enjoy the moment, be in the moment, and realize that this is really actually happening. It's not scripted. It actually, you're watching it happen in real time, and that is the NCAA March Madness Tournament, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
The games.
It's as reality
as
it gets.
Ups and downs. You know, the teams, are the number one seeds early in the tournament, you know, for the most part, they normally 95% of the time win, right? I don't know. I think there's maybe only there's been two number one seeds that have gone down in the history of the tournament. University of Virginia being one of them. And I can't remember the other.
The University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and then Purdue lost last year to Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Okay. All right. So, but when the underdog teams win, I think everybody gets excited unless you're for the team that the underdog team is beating, right? I mean, and I know everybody's thinking, well, golly, that the St. Peter's Peacocks, which is who the Vols are taking on, and we talked about it before we went on air, they were the darlings of the tournament, the Cinderellas, the Cinderella team of the tournament 2 years ago as they got to the Elite Eight.
I think so, yeah.
I think it was Elite Eight. They didn't make it to the Final Four. But they made it to the Elite Eight. And, I mean, St. Peter's is from Jersey City, New Jersey. In case somebody out there doesn't know, I really didn't know where St. Peter's was.
I didn't either until right now.
It's a Jesuit Catholic University, four-year school. They have around 2,000 students undergraduate. 2,000.
It's not a lot. It's kind of like Santa Fe being in the state tournament.
How many does University of Tennessee have on campus?
It's close to 30.
Yeah.
30,000.
30,000.
Yep. Columbia Central is about
1,500. I mean, this is David versus Goliath, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tennessee's a 21-point favorite over St. Peter's.
You know, a lot of people were scared when, you know, they had flashbacks of St. Peter's 2 years ago when that name was put across the bracket from Tennessee, and that would be the matchup. But I mean, that Cinderella run 2 years ago was entirely Doug Eddert and the coach they had. I forgot his name, but that's really the reason that they made it as far as they did. And you know, both those guys are gone now. I'm not saying that it's not going to be a challenge. Every team in the tournament is good, but I don't see Tennessee having really much of a problem.
Doesn't St. Peter's have Zakai Ziegler's brother?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
that's right.
Armani Ziegler.
And so if anybody didn't know, Zakai Ziegler, which is a terrific point guard for Tennessee, he's got a little brother who's a freshman on St. Peter's team. His name is Armani.
And he plays.
They're half-brothers. He plays. He averages about 6 points a game. Zakai averages about right at 12, 11 or 12 a game. And they are going to face each other in March Madness tournament, which is a terrific story.
It's awesome.
You know, and you can imagine these two guys in the household growing up, just both of them being terrific basketball players, Division I quality basketball players, and growing up and just probably their parents probably had to peel them off of each other many times
in the driveway.
Outside.
And they're from the New York area, so I think Armani's, you know, playing closer to home. But it's a cool thing. I wish Zakai had gotten Armani's height gene,
right?
Because there's a big difference there.
Armani is 6'4", 185, so tall and slim. And Zakai is 5'9", I think 170 somewhere in there. So, but it's a great story.
It's awesome.
It's going to be fun tonight, and they play tonight. The Vols going to action tonight. What time, P Money? About 8 o'clock.
It's 8:20.
Okay. Assuming everything runs smoothly but they give enough cushion between those games where they can fill in with the other games going on, and then bring in the game that's scheduled for that time. Now, like I said, the play-in games from earlier this week, which has a little bit of bearing on who the Vols play. As Virginia, two nights ago, just laid
walloped
egg. It wasn't a golden egg. It was a bad egg. As they scored 14 points in the whole first half,
and they did that
14 points in 20 minutes of college basketball.
And I'm pretty sure they had 14 at like the 10 minute mark. So they scored no points.
Colorado State won by 25 points, 67-42. Now, that was the play-in game. So, Colorado State now will take on Texas, and assuming that Tennessee takes care of St. Peter's, which I'm pretty sure they will, Tennessee will either play Texas or Colorado State. Now, Texas is a 3.5-point favorite over Colorado State. I've already looked that number up. So Vegas has them as a slight favorite.
It's close.
So we'll see what happens. But the Vols go into action tonight. And you know something else about the Vols? Our president, Joe Biden, his final four, he fills out a bracket. His final four are as follows. UConn, no big deal.
Given.
North Carolina, another number one seed.
Could see that.
Not going out there on a limb with those two teams.
Nope.
Houston, another.
Yeah.
Okay, no surprises so far.
Tennessee Volunteers.
Really?
Interesting.
You know, there's a lot of famous brackets that have Tennessee in the Final Four that I've seen. Big Vitale. had us in the Final Four and losing to Kentucky. And Joe Lenardi, who does the, you know, the bracketology, had us in the Final Four too. So
now,
cool.
President Biden did not pick Tennessee to make the finals. He believed that Houston would take care of Tennessee in the finals, semifinals, and it would be a Houston-UConn matchup. So,
who do you have winning it?
You know, I think he had UConn.
Yeah,
that's who I've got winning. So,
okay.
I mean, if you look at the odds, the Vegas odds, I think UConn is at 400 now, and the next closest team, or 4-1 odds, excuse me, not four, plus 400, which makes him, in bookie terms, 4-1. The next team behind them, I think, is like 8.5 or 9-1. So if you look at the Vegas odds,
it's a big gap.
There's a big gap between, say, UConn and Houston, or UConn and North Carolina, or
and they're
Purdue, maybe. Might be Purdue. I think Purdue is 8 or 8.5-1.
And they're the defending champions, right?
Yeah.
UConn is. So, yeah. I mean, they've been there before. It's probably right. It's a lot of the same guys.
That's right.
I just don't see them going back-to-back, though, because in this tournament, it's extremely difficult.
Oh, it's very, very difficult.
Every team is great.
But, yeah. You know. We'll just see what happens. Now, in the other playing games, Wagner squeaked out over Howard to advance into the field of 64. It took overtime for Grambling to take care of Montana State, 88-81.
Yep.
And Colorado last night took care of Boise State by 7, 60-53. Earlier today, like I said, the tournament of Field of 64 has actually begun and started. Michigan State beat Mississippi State by 18, 69-51.
Broke a lot of brackets.
That was an 8 and 9 seed up against each other. And a lower seeded team has broken through as the Duquesne Dukes took care of the BYU Cougars. Cougars were a 6 seed and Duquesne was an 11 seed. And Duquesne won by 4, 71-67.
That's a matchup that I always like to pick the underdog in. It's always those 11 seeds that I feel like get upsets, even though I didn't pick it in our radio station bracket, but had it in a different bracket.
The next highest seed, just below Tennessee, also played earlier today. And the Creighton, do you know what the nickname of the Creighton is?
Yeah, we've been over this. It's a Blue Jays.
You know P-Money?
What are they?
It's the Blue Jays.
They're the Blue Jays. Yes. Yeah. The Creighton Blue Jays played earlier today, and that's significant because if Creighton, they'll either play the winner of the South Carolina-Oregon game next. If they win that game, which they will be favored to win that game, they will move into the matchup if Tennessee wins two more games. You see what I mean?
Gotcha.
So Creighton won today.
Could see each other in the Elite Eight.
By 17 over Akron, 77-60. Creighton's a 3 seed. Akron's a 14 seed. So they're supposed to win. You know,
yeah.
They're supposed to take care of business.
I had them.
Creighton has a good team.
They do.
There's no doubt about it.
Had a good year.
So that's what's going on in the tournament right now, and we'll try to keep you posted throughout the show. And we're already up against our first break. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm in the studio with P Money, Big Lou. I'm Drake. You guys hang on. We'll be right back.
The Mules are back in town. Celebrate Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th to 7th in downtown Columbia. All of your favorite Mule Day events are back. Jackpot Mule Races, Log Pulling, Auctioneers Championship, Miss Mule Day Pageant, the Driving and Gated Mule Shows, Liars Contest, and so much more. Don't miss the Mule Day Parade, 11 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th through the 7th in downtown Columbia. Visit MuleDay.com for a complete schedule of events. We'll be right back.
This is Coach Tre'Davious Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people. The place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Carrie, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled, but then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buydowns, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with P Money and my man Big Lou on the boards. It is Thursday. March Madness is in full bloom all across this great nation.
Just like spring.
As we're watching a four-screen multi-view games here in the studio. And it looks like Long Beach State University's Cinderella glass slipper has fallen off and shattered all over the hardwood as they are now losing badly to Arizona. How much time is left in that game? For a minute 15, they're down by 20. And the story on their coach, their fired head coach, Dan Monson.
Good guy.
Nice guy. You know, he was head coach of Gonzaga back in the day before Gonzaga was Gonzaga. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, like long ago.
Not before they had a name change, but before they were relevant.
Right, absolutely. And he's had a pretty rough go this season, and he was informed before the Big West tournament, which is the conference that Long Beach State plays in, that he was not going to be retained for next year as head coach, and he was being let go, but they decided to let him go on. They lost five straight basketball games leading up to the tournament. And so he went in and had a meeting with his team and told them what's going on. There was a lot of tears, very emotional from what this article said. A lot of hugging and, you know, just as kind of a sad moment between a head coach and his players. And he said in the article that he realized at that point how much he cared about them and how much they cared for him.
Right.
And it was a terrific article to read.
I saw somewhere that the main reason for them letting him go was because they wanted a chance to make it into the NCAA tournament. And then he just turns around and wins the conference and makes it to the right. NCAA tournament in their face.
Well, at that point, at the end of the season, before the Big West tournament, conference tournament, of course, he finds out he's gone. He has a team meeting. It's very emotional. They win three state games, win the Big West tournament, get an automatic bid into the NCAA. They're in the NCAA. They play, obviously, today against Arizona. Arizona's, I think, a 2 seed. And, of course, they're pretty much done. They're a minute to go. They're down by, I don't know, 18 points or something like that right now. They're down by 20 points, so they're not going to win. But it's just kind of a make-you-feel-good story that a guy that not retained by university for head coaching duties for the next year, their team kind of – gels together right at the right time. They get to go to the March Madness tournament, and it's a good story. It's over now for them, but you know, what do you do? That's the way it goes. Other games tonight, folks. If you're on your way home from work, wherever, and going to pack it in and watch a little basketball, number 3 seed Kentucky, who has a record of 23-8. They're playing the number 14 seed, Oakland, which I assume is from Oakland, California.
I think so.
Oakland has a record of 21-11. And if I said Kentucky's 23-8, Kentucky's a 12-point favorite in this game. It's going to be on Channel 5 or CBS locally here. And that begins at about a little bit after 6. At 6:10 is the scheduled tip-off time. Number two seed, the Tennessee Volunteers, with a record of 24-7, 22-point favorite over the 15 seed St. Peter's, who has a record of 16-13, and that's scheduled for an 8:20 tip-off.
I hope they figured it out
tonight.
I really do.
I hope so too, Big Lou.
I really do. I mean, and when you talk about figuring it out, what are you talking about? I mean, what's in your mind?
I mean, they've dropped. Well, didn't really drop an egg in the last regular season game against Kentucky. Kentucky just shot 64% from three and I think 50% from the floor overall. And just, you know, and that's what Kentucky does. They score. They can't play a lot of defense. But, you know, they laid an egg in the tournament against Mississippi State. So two losses in a row after you've only had five for the entire season. Hopefully they figured it out.
That's a head scratcher. I mean,
yeah,
really.
It is.
Just to be honest with you,
I hope that those two games lit a fire is really all that I'm implying here.
We need Vescovi to come in. And
we need everybody to come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a game.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, a lot of people say that the entire team is Dalton Connect, and a lot of nights that is the case. So you've got to have the role players, Zakai. You've got to have Jonas Adu from France. You've got to have Vescovi from Uruguay.
Well, I mean,
Awaka, Josiah Jordan James, they've all got to pitch in. And, you know, when those guys come to play alongside Connect,
it's beautiful.
I think they're the best team in the country.
You know,
but it doesn't happen a lot.
Right. I mean, obviously, first round, a two seed against a 15 seed, you can kind of stumble around a little bit, probably. You can stumble out of the gate, so to speak. But the next game that you have, and of course, Captain Obvious wants to tell everybody, the farther you go in the tournament, the better the better your opponent becomes. But, I mean, the improvement between St. Peter's Peacocks and either the Texas Longhorns.
Likely Texas.
Yeah.
Or the Colorado State Rams is going to be.
It's a step up, no doubt.
I mean, you know.
A couple steps up.
You can't. All the stumbling has to stop.
That's why you've got to figure it out tonight.
I agree.
And you need to cover that, what is it, 21-point spread?
Yep. There you go.
And get your confidence back.
Tomorrow, SEC teams in action tomorrow, Friday, round one action. Number four seed Auburn. It's a 12-point favorite over the 13 seed Yale, and that game is scheduled at 3:15 for a 3:15 tip-off. Now, if Auburn gets past Yale, they'll either take on UAB or San Diego State. And then if they win that game, so Auburn is two wins away from going up against the UConn Huskies. I mean, you know, which is probably going to be a terrific ball game. But
it's the side of the bracket I'd want to be in.
No, if I was Auburn. Not.
I don't think anybody wants to be around UConn. And then on the bottom side of that bracket, UConn's bracket, is Iowa State. And those cats are tough,
seed.
Man.
They're two seed. They're good.
So
they played some dang good basketball this year for sure.
Number seven seed Florida tomorrow at record of 21-10 takes on a number 10 seed Colorado Buffaloes at 3:30. So Auburn and Florida will be tipping off roughly at the same time. And then after those games at about 5:50, 6 o'clock, Texas A&M, a 9 seed, will be taking on Nebraska, an 8 seed. And those 9 and 8 seeds are, you know, pretty much a coin flip on who's gonna come out victorious in that. Also tomorrow in round one in Spokane, Washington, in the West region, College of Charleston with a record of 25 wins and only 7 losses, and in a 13 seed will play Alabama, who's a 4 seed with a record of 21-10. Alabama's a 9.5, 10-point favorite in that game.
It's close.
And that game
is, I thought it'd be a little further out.
And that is set to tip off on True TV at 6:35 tomorrow night. Now,
you feeling confident about the Tide, Drake?
Not well. And like Big Lou has reservations about Tennessee.
I got to figure it out.
You know, Alabama does as well as if they shoot the ball well. Yeah. Alabama does not shoot. I mean, and I'm not trying to be Captain Obvious on that either, but it's just they don't play tons of defense right now. They're not worried about Nate Oates just wants them to outscore the other team.
And they can score when they're on.
Now, when they get hot, there's not many teams in the nation that probably can stay with them.
And this isn't just me being an ignorant Tennessee fan, but after they lost to Tennessee in Tuscaloosa, they haven't been the same since then.
Right.
So they've got to figure it out in the same sense that Tennessee has.
Well, they've
got
to get that. They got to get that home game, that home loss against the Vols, where they had a chance to win the SEC.
And they still did it after that, but that game broke them.
But, you know, they, like you said, they got to get that out of their head, out of their memories, and just move on. You know, this is a new day. The tournament is new life for all the teams that make the tournament. Scores from earlier today, I've already talked about Michigan State. Duquesne upset 11 seed, upset BYU 71-67. Creighton by 17 over Akron. Arizona won by 20 over Long Beach State. So those games are the ones that are over. Right now, Oregon and South Carolina just started, about 14 minutes to go. South Carolina's just got a 2-point lead. But North Carolina's taking care of Wagner right now by 15, 60-45 with about 10 minutes to go.
And Illinois is only up by one against Morehead State right now. Yeah. They just went to commercial.
Yeah. So, and Morehead State
playing good.
Morehead State started out like 9-0, 9-0 in that Illinois game.
They sure did.
So, you know, it's March Madness. It's what it's all about. We're having conversations about our favorite teams, how far they're going to go. And, you know, talking about Tennessee and watching Tennessee this year and watching Tennessee, Rick Barnes' teams, Tennessee, the one bad thing about that Tennessee has problems with occasionally is they go through droughts.
They do.
They go through droughts where they don't score anything.
And this season?
These 6 or 7 minute droughts in a second half of a ball game. And if you do that in this tournament, if you just go pointless for 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes,
you're not going to win.
You're going to lose. You're going to lose the ball game.
And sometimes it's not just 6 or 7 minutes. There have been times in the regular season where that's been an entire game, even in the tournament. And when they played Mississippi State and they lost, they went on the road to Texas A&M and lost. You lost to South Carolina at home. Your only loss. Who actually lost to Kentucky too, but up until that point, the only loss at home on the season. You can't do that. I mean, you got to get. Hopefully, they've been in the gym all yesterday and all this morning, and they're comfortable with the gym and the rims and the boards and the floor, all of it.
Well, and you know, and the same way with Alabama. You know, you were talking about how Tennessee kind of ended their season in the SEC tournament, right? I mean, they lose at home to Kentucky, they lose the first game of the SEC tournament. Alabama kind of the same way. Alabama loses to Tennessee at home. Then they go down to Florida, get pretty much embarrassed in Gainesville, and then they lose the first game of the SEC tournament also.
Right.
So, and these are two teams that are high seeds. I mean, Alabama's a 4. That's a relatively high seed.
It is.
And Tennessee's a 2.
Yeah.
So – but the problem is,
and I think if they had won 2 games in the SEC tournament, they would have been a 1.
And it just makes those fan bases
nervous.
And I might just throw Kentucky in there too, even though Kentucky had the win in Knoxville. But
if they're cold,
Kentucky fans that came to Nashville and to watch their team to win the, or at least go get to the finals of the SEC tournament,
they were out day one.
They like
well.
They're just like Tennessee and Alabama. They lost in the first round. So they were gone.
If Kentucky's cold, they have 0 defense. So they're not like Alabama and Tennessee where you can still keep it close in a drought like that. If they're not shooting,
they're
losing. Yeah. Also, Conference USA team on the women's side, MTSU is in there playing Louisville on the women's side of the NCAA tournament. Got a win against them last regular season, right. So good luck to them. Another team from around here, so.
I think that's
the only other one.
They beat the Lady Vols this year, too, did they not?
They sure did, in Huntsville.
Rick still coaching them.
Yeah, Rick Enzel.
Yeah.
From Shelbyville. Yeah.
Yeah, I officiated a bunch of games when he was with Shelbyville. He's something else. He really is. Okay, this is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake in the studio with P Money and Big Lou. We're going to let Cheech and Chong take us out here. We'll be right back.
Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day...
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom with 10 Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at 10pin.com. 10 Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give y'all a little look-see.
We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Don't make me see what I want, slip, slide to it swiftly. Dumps it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, tip, made me want to do tricks on them, lick them like a lollipop should be licked.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. My name's Drake. And I'm in the studio with my good friends P Money and Big Lou on the boards. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2 weeks from basically today. Be getting ready for those mules. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, we sure. You're right.
Is that right? 2 weeks? Is that the week?
You said it's the 21st.
April 1st?
It's April 6th.
6th, okay.
Mule Day is April 6th April this 6th. Year. So. Oh,
so it might be 3 weeks. We're not far from Mule Day.
It's mule season. It feels like Mule Day outside. So
we know, every the time of year when Mule Day is approaching, when everything starts to turn a lot greener. If you just look around outside, everything's much greener and leaves are coming back on the trees. And also, basketballs are in the air right now, and it looks like North Carolina is going to be victorious over Wagner and take care of the 16 seed, as North Carolina is a one seed. Another thing that March brings along is opening day Major League Baseball. And now the kind of official opening day is March 28th, okay? Which is a week from today.
Yeah.
That's when all the teams will be playing across the major leagues, okay?
But
this past the 20th, which was, yesterday?
Yep.
And today, in Seoul, South Korea, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Padres, San Diego Padres, who have Ryan Weathers on their team. I don't know if he's up and pulled up this year or not. I'll have to check on that. He was pitching for one of their minor leagues teams, and Ryan Weathers played
around here, right?
At Loretta.
Yeah.
His father, David Weathers, I think. David has, I don't know, 3 World Series rings. He played with like 3 different teams as they went and won the World Series.
And right, he had an offer from Vanderbilt, but got drafted straight out of high school. I'm pretty sure
signed like a $5 million deal right out of high school. Pretty nice.
I'd take that to skip school.
Probably,
for sure.
Probably so. Absolutely.
Especially over Vanderbilt.
Now the first game, in Seoul, South Korea, the Dodgers won 5-2. Shohei Ohtani, the newly acquired Shohei Ohtani, had an RBI single in the 8th inning, and the Dodgers also scored 4 runs in that 8th to win 5-2 in their first game. And then they played another game. See, Seoul, South Korea is 14 hours ahead of us right now. So it's Friday over there. It's already Friday over there. So it's kind of weird to put in perspective when these games are being played.
So did they play on the 20th or did they play on the 21st?
I guess technically the 21st.
So they played today.
No, they've already played. Different. They were playing at like
– let's not confuse
at
ourselves.
At like midnight last night, they were in the middle of their second game, which, by the way, the Padres outlasted the Dodgers 15-11.
Yeah, and the reason a big reason that they had I can't think of the guy's first name, but they just got a really highly touted pitcher.
Japanese pitcher.
Yeah,
along with
Yamamoto.
The Japanese player superstar, two-way player Shohei Ohtani. They got his name is Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
I'll leave that one to you.
And I'm sure all of our listening fans, if you know anything about pro wrestling, remember Tojo Yamamoto. He was a professional wrestler.
I know of a Chinese restaurant called Yamamoto.
He walked around on these wooden clog-like shoes. You know, these Japanese-style clog-like shoes. He would walk into the ring. And then at some point during the match, he would go back to his corner, grab the shoes by their straps, and go back and hit his opponent across the head with his
Yoshinobu did not have that kind of success.
No, he did not. Yesterday. And I'm going to tell you, well, the Dodgers paid Mr. Yamamoto $325 million. And they also played Shohei Ohtani $760 million.
He deferred all of it, but
he deferred all of it except for $20 million of it.
Is he going to get his money back that his interpreter stole from him?
I saw that too.
So they fired him now. Now the deal that Yamamoto signed was a $325 million 12-year contract. But the Padres batted around on him in the first inning.
Five hits, and he only lasted one inning. That took him out. So
he was done.
Wow.
After one inning.
Not a great debut.
No, not at all.
He's got 12 years to figure it out, so hopefully they'll get the $320 million worth out of him.
Now, interpreter Ipe Mizuhara.
I like to think Drake practices these names in the mirror. Ipe
Mizuhara was let go from the team Wednesday. He's an interpreter. Following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker.
Drake, was that you? Was he listening to 8-Ball Picks on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays?
We were hot early in the season. We kind of cooled off there in the late. Ohtani hit three deep flyouts on a 1-for-5 night. This is the first game. And then he was 15-11 game. He was 3-for-10. He had 10 plate appearances.
Wow.
That's outrageous.
game probably lasted a while, I would assume.
But he only had 2 RBIs in the 2-game series, and he did not speak to reporters after the games.
Probably couldn't. He didn't have his interpreter. Yeah.
Mookie Betts said, I hope so. They call him Show on the team. Hope Show is good. This is what Mookie said. Played at John Overton High School in Nashville.
Yep.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to make sure we take care of our jobs. And he's talking about the interpreter situation probably. Mookie Betts had 6 RBIs along with 4 hits that included the first home run of the Major League Baseball season. So
there you go, Mookie. Local guy representing. Love it.
But anyway, so that's what's going on. And a week from today, Major League Baseball is back in full swing. Pardon the pun. But I'm just going to tell you that right off the name of the bat. Now.
And you're a Reds fan, right? Cincinnati Reds fan?
I'm a Red Sox, baby.
Red Sox. That's what it is. Okay.
They're coming back. Going to win it all this year. Okay.
Go Braves.
Tonight in Florida, those Nashville Predators, baby. Wait a minute. What is that? That's Tim, isn't it?
That's Tim.
Crank it up. I love it. I want some more of it.
They played that song lot.
A lot the other night. Yeah. They won 8-2 over the struggling San Jose Sharks. I believe that was Tuesday night. They harpooned the Sharks for 8 goals.
Now, that was a good pun. Yeah.
Two goals by Michael McCarron.
Big game.
Roman Josi had a goal and 2 assists. Philip Forsberg got into the act with 1 goal and 2 assists.
Who didn't?
And
UC Saros.
Had 18 saves and allowed 2 goals. But tonight, folks, tonight.
Big game.
The Nashville Predators could set a franchise record if they score a point tonight to extend their point streak, not goals, but points for winning or going into overtime.
Yep.
Right?
Correct.
They can extend that. They've already tied the franchise record. They can break the franchise record tonight by scoring a point at the Florida Panthers tonight for a streak of 16 games.
And if they do, I mean, this is probably the best. I mean, they were the best team in hockey in the regular season in 2017, but this is probably the most accomplished team in Predators history if they do get that point tonight, because they've already, you know, beaten the franchise win streak total earlier this season. So now you can beat the point total franchise record. Yeah. So that'd be pretty cool.
They take on a Florida team that's pretty dang good. I mean, they're second in the these Florida Panthers are second in the Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference, second place, with a record of 45-19-4. I mean, the Predators have a record of 40-25-4. Like I said, Big Lou, we talked about before we came on the air. I mean, the Predators have lost five.
It's a five-game difference.
Right, it's a five-game difference. But, I mean, the Predators, nobody's been hotter than the Predators in the National Hockey League over the last month. Nobody has been hotter than the Predators.
Even though the Florida Panthers are considered the best team in hockey, not record-wise, but they're number one in the power rankings right now, which is scary.
Yeah.
But the Predators are a very good team. So,
okay, we'll tonight we got the Vols going to be front and center a little after 8 o'clock, so you folks get on home. Get dinner cooked, put the kids somewhere safe.
Yeah.
Get your favorite cold beverage out, plop down in front of the TV, and root the Vols on to victory as they take on the St. Peter Peacocks.
We got a pick for that? Do you have a pick for that game tonight? And a pick
I'm going to say the Vols win.
Okay.
Are you talking about a spread?
I'm talking about an 8-ball pick.
Oh, no. I don't know about 21. You know what? If somebody held a gun to my head and said, Drake, man, you got to pick one or the other, and it's Tennessee, the line's Tennessee by 20, I'd take the Vols. I'd just take the Vols. I think they're going to shake off this.
I appreciate your confidence.
They're going to shake that stank off.
They need to.
You know? And, hey, tomorrow we are going to be doing this show live from Wings 1-1, and they are in the factory at Columbia, which is over there off the old bypass, where there are numerous terrific businesses in that complex, and we're going to be there. Big Lou and I, we're going to do a 2-hour extended show, 4 to 6.
Come see us.
Come see us. I think Cedric's going to do us a little wing special. Might get him to do $1 a wing or something like that. You guys come over. Man, their French fries are out of this world.
Be a great place to watch some basketball.
And we're going to have the game on the TV, and we're going to be playing a little bit of music and just having a good time at Wings 1-1 at the factory at Columbia tomorrow, 4 to 6. You guys stop by and visit for a little while. It'll be fun.
Come see us.
Okay. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. Our time is up. Thank you for joining us. For P Money, Big Lou, I'm Drake. 4 o'clock tomorrow. Be there. I never knew that I was gone.